The news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore today. The Prime Minister is visiting Brunei at the invitation of Sultan Haji Hassan Al Bolkiah. This will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. On the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on the 4th and 5th of September at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. The Centre has notified the constitution of the 23rd Law Commission. The term of the Commission will be for a period of 3 years from 1st September 2024 till 31st August 2027. The Commission will have a full-time chairperson and 4 full-time members, including Member Secretary. The Secretary of the Department of Legal Affairs and the Secretary of the Legislative Department will be ex officio members of the panel. There can be 5 part-time members in the Commission. Serving Supreme Court and High Court judges will be chairperson and members of the Law Commission. The notification said they perform their functions on a whole-time basis up to the date of retirement from the Supreme Court or High Court or expiry of the term of the Commission, whichever be earlier. An Indian Air Force MiG-29 fighter jet crashed near Barmer in Rajasthan last night. The IAF said the fighter plane encountered a critical technical snag during a routine night training mission, forcing the pilot to eject. It added that the pilot is safe and no loss of life or property has been reported. A court of inquiry has been ordered by the IAF in this matter. The National Portal for Unorganized Workers, eShram, has achieved over 30 crore registrations in the last 3 years. The Ministry of Labour and Employment said that since its launch in 2021, the portal has showcased a rapid and widespread adoption among the unorganized workers. The ministry said that it is coordinating with different ministries and departments to develop eShram as one-stop solution for unorganized workers. It added this will serve as a facilitator to ensure seamless access of various government schemes to the unorganized workers and create awareness for various schemes. ICICI Bank has said that it has not paid any salary or granted employee stock ownership plan ESOPs to SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Bush after her retirement, other than her retirement benefits. In an official statement, ICICI Bank said Ms. Burke had opted for superannuation with effect from October 31, 2013. ICICI Bank issued the clarification after certain media reports claimed that Ms. Burke had been holding an office of profit and receiving regular salary from the bank and SEBI at the same time. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested the former principal of the R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, yesterday over financial misconduct in the medical establishment. He was being interrogated by the agency in connection with the rape and murder of a woman doctor, as well as financial irregularities at the hospital. Heavy rain has disrupted normal life in Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat. In Telangana, at least 16 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents amid the current spell of heavy rainfall in the state. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy visited the Khammam and Suryapet districts and took stock of the situation. In Andhra Pradesh, all efforts are being made to restore normalcy in the flood-affected regions. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu visited the severely impacted Singhnagar area in Vijayawada in a motorboat last evening to oversee the relief operations. At Paralympics 2024, India's Sumit Antil defended his javelin gold medal, creating a new record to clinch the top podium in Paris. Antil recorded a highest throw of 70.59 meter in his second attempt. This podium finish took India's total medal count to 14, including 3 gold, 5 silver and 6 bronze medals. Earlier in para-badminton, Nitesh Kumar bagged a gold medal in para-badminton, defeating Britain's Daniel Bethel, 21-14, 18-21, 23-21 in men's singles SL3 event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.